Right, we are going to get started with our media availabilities here at Kentucky Speedway for tonight's OSCO 300. We are joined by our second place finisher, Chase Briscoe. Chase, you just barely missed joining us last night by finishing fourth. A little bit better tonight, finishing second. Why don't you take us through your run there?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like this is by far my worst racetrack on the schedule, and I can just never get my car to drive how I want it to drive, and I don't know if it's just something I'm doing. I feel like I keep trying everything, and nothing seems to work. So I just got to do more homework on this place. But overall, you know, I didn't feel like we were a fourth or second place car either night, and to be able to do that, I feel like our worst two nights of the year is something to keep our head high about. So, you know, go on to Texas next week, which is kind of a sister track to this one. You know, I feel like that's probably my second worst mile and a half. It just seems like these high grip mile and a halves where it's kind of one lane, I kind of always struggle at. So, you know, just going to next week, hopefully we kind of learn something from, you know, tonight and last night, and be a little bit better.
Thank you. All right, we'll take it. We'll go to questions now. If you have a question, please go to the participants tab and raise your hand, and we will get to you. We're going to start with Stephen Conley.
Chase, we saw a lot of cars basically jump the cushion, as you would say in dirt racing, get up there and just not have any grip. After how narrow were the lanes really tonight, and was the only real preferred groove in that PJ1?
Yeah, it was definitely wider than last night, but still, you know, it's just so narrow. You know, it's almost like you're on a train track. I mean, you just can't get out of it. You can't pass really anybody. You know, I think that's why you see so much chaos on the restarts, is just everybody knows that, you know, after that restart, first lap, you're not going to pass anybody until lap 25 or 30 that run when guys' cars start falling off. So, you know, just, you know, I don't know if this place will age quicker or what. It just seems like no matter what they do with the PJ1 or, you know, anything, it just always kind of struggles. I almost feel like it would be better off not having any PJ1 and just letting the bottom kind of be the dominant lane, and, you know, letting more of the mechanical grip of the car come into play instead of the PJ1 kind of being a crutch factor. So, yeah, I mean, it was certainly hard to pass. You know, I feel like the trucks and the cup cars are going to be even harder to pass. You know, the only advantage of them, they have a little more downforce, so they might be able to go to that bottom lane. But it seems like today's race definitely widened out more than yesterday, so hopefully the PJ1 will just continue to widen out throughout the weekend and, you know, get a little bit better.
Thank you.
We're going to go to Bob Pockrass next.
Yeah, did you think you had anything for him on that final restart?
No, he was in a league of his own. Seems like Penske's always been really good here. And, you know, Austin, I feel like this is by far his best oval track. You know, even going back to the ARCA stuff, this was where his one win came. So he's just got a kind of a knack for this place. And, you know, I feel like there's a lot more racetracks that, you know, have more options in lanes and or less grip. And that's, I feel like, you know, my personal bread and butter, and same with our team. So we just got to get a little bit better. Luckily, you know, Kentucky's behind us now. And like I said, Texas is a big one because it's in the playoffs as well. But I feel like I've always ran a little bit better at Texas just because you can kind of move your lane around a little bit more. So, yeah, I mean, the 22 car was definitely really good. Those guys got it figured out when they come here. And, you know, we just got to get better as a team. But overall, happy for, you know, Ford Performance to have literally two cars in the field and, you know, be leading the Manufacturers Championship and running 1-2 here tonight is just a testament to the quality of race cars and, you know, the whole equipment that we have.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
All right, Chase, that looks like it's it for questions for you tonight. Thanks for joining us, and good luck in Texas next week.
Yeah, thank you.